But with that bear mother, there's a lot of stories about that. Even that mountain, the one across from Teslin there, Three Aces. That's why it's superstition to us. That's why it's very secret to the people. And that one, they call it in our language, Yitzhak, Tla'awuchi, where the bear mother used to camp. They say you get up a certain place on there, it's just like a big bowl. It's very sacred to the people, and the grass around that whole place could be just lush, but in that little hollow, it's only that long. And one time, old Frank Johnson, you remember old Frank? Somebody from Atlin went up there with him. Well, they used to go part ways. They never go all the way right up, but they go part ways. But that guy wanted to see it, so he took him up there, and you could see it. And old Frank was trying to explain to him how sacred that place is. But that was in what, August month, I guess, nice and warm, hot. That guy, I don't know why he'd do that. He took a stone and threw it down there into that pit. So they went back to their camp. That is in August. Next day, they have much snow on them. No more hunt, happy hunting. They had to go back. Today, it could be just hot out there. You go anywhere near that mountain, you go up there. Rain. Bad, too. And yet, we always say, don't bother, because all our elders used to say, don't bother that mountain, so nobody bothered. But today, though, they still have school kids go up and climb it. Whenever that happened, boy, it's rain, rain, rain. And on that same mountain, in one of the peaks, there's supposed to be a raft up there. From the flood days. It's a raft and the braided bark rope. It's all petrified, you know. That's there. That's why I always jokingly say, now we must believe that Noah was a Tlingit.
My dad said that his uncle told him there was one on that Mount Jubilee, that big mountain.
They're all along there,
yeah.
Right down to this, to the northern southern Tishonas. They know some kind of story, something like that, about that woman.
They said on that Mount Jubilee, just past the timberline, they said there's one like that there. My dad said his uncle's seen it. It's all made out of that petrified wood. It turned into rock, they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'd been laced together too with the rope, with the willow rope. Yeah. So they had big floods up here at one time, and the people got saved like that.
Well, all this place at one time it was underwater. It's hard to believe, but it is. Down here at Lake LaBarge, right on the cliff, it's about that big. It's just a perfect seashell. Right into the wall of the cliff there.
Are you going to tell another story or just that one?
Yeah.